Hello, this is John Ivey from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from Boy's Life magazine, the February 2011 issue. Our first article is from the readers writing Pedro. Dear Pedro, why don't you wear pants? I love your sweater, though. It brings out your skin tone. That's from Cody Dale in Clarksville, Tennessee. And Pedro responds,
I think you mean my hair tone, Cody. Or is it my coat tone? But thank you anyway. Pants don't come with the hole for my tail. As the boss says, whoever saw a burro wearing trousers?
Dear Pedro, what happens to all the jokes, collecting ideas, and other stuff that are sent in? Do you read them, or do they get put away for other issues? That's from Hartwell Freitas in Dallas, Texas.
I read everything that comes in. It beats hauling this mailbag. And then I deliver the letters to the Boys' Life editors. The jokes and the materials they select for publication are filed for future issues. The material they don't select, well, at least I don't have to haul it out.
Dear Pedro, how come most of the events in A True Story of Scouts in Action aren't in the news? That's from Josh Packett in Spokane Valley, Washington.
Many are in the news, Josh, but most appear in the Scouts' hometown news media. Boys' Life tells the stories to a national audience.
Dear alfalfa milkshake-drinking Pedro, has the boss ever told you how long it takes to get a joke published? That's from Sean Denny in Holbrook, Massachusetts.
It takes several months, according to his grumpiness. I mosey down the hall to ask him your question. Told him his toupee resembled the pile of hay I just gobbled up. And he barked at me to get to work. That guy has no sense of fun for fashion.
Dear Pedro, do you think you could put me in your next comic? I think it'd be so cool. That's from Isaac J. in Lingleback. Isaac J. in Lingleback in Urbandale, Iowa.
We'd have to shrink you pretty small, Isaac. Just kidding. You probably look way too normal to be on one of my cosmic adventures. But hey, I don't draw the comic. I merely star in it.
Dear Pedro, how hard is it to read every letter? How famous were you a long time ago when you were hired? That's from Alan Felix in Evans, Colorado.
It's not hard to read these letters at all, Alan. I just put my feet up on the desk, reached into the mailbag, and yikes! Hi, boss. I was just airing out my burrow shoes. He said I need to be famous for how fast I can move down the hall with this mailbag. So I'm off to win a medal.
Hi, awesome mail burrow Pedro. I'm a Girl Scout, but I love Boys' Life. My grandpa owns a cotton and alfalfa farm in Arizona, and I think I'll try to make an alfalfa milkshake the next time I'm there. I'd like to know your recipe. Karina Rovey in Franklin, Tennessee.
Okay, now I'm seriously hungry, Karina. Nobody around here likes my milkshake recipe, and I mean nobody. You'll probably do better on your own.
Dear Pedro, I was just wondering what you like more, alfalfa flakes or alfalfa milkshakes. Is there alfalfa pizza? I like food, do you? William Moreland in Irwin, Iowa. And finally, Pedro,
alfalfa pizza, alfalfa pie, alfalfa cookies, alfalfa a la mode, alfalfa casserole. The possibilities are endless, William. That does it. The next sound you hear, besides my growling tummy, will be my hooves pounding a path in the cantina. See you next month.
All right, go to page 5. Boy Scouts of America, 100 Years of Scouting Express. And here it has a picture of a, looks like a train with different cars and representing Boy Scouts, Boy Scouts of America. An illuminated electric train collection officially licensed by Boy Scouts of America, featuring the art of Norman Rockwell. A moving tribute to a century of scouting. Over the last 100 years, the Boy Scouts of America has been an important part of the lives of young people and their families. In tribute to their first 100 years, Hawthorne Village presents the collectible Boy Scouts of America 100 Years of Scouting Express. This illuminated train features classic full-color normal Rockwell art, with the passenger cars depicting all the values put forth in the Scout Oath: physically strong, mentally awake, morally straight. Begin your HO scale train collection with the classic steam engine and tender. With its precision detailing right down to the gleaming brass wheels and classic scouting art, officially licensed by the Boy Scouts of America, the HO scale steam engine looks incredible and totally authentic from the top of the smokestack to the back of the tender. It's yours for three easy payments of $23.33. The first bill before shipment. Soon, you can look forward to adding the Boy Scouts of America 100 Years of Scouting Express passenger cars at the same attractive price and free tracks and power pack, shipped about every other month. Your collection is backed by the 365-day guarantee, and you may cancel at any time. History, Shake, Rattle, and Roll, page 6. Despite California's shaky reputation, the 10 biggest earthquakes in American history happened outside the Golden State. Since 1776, the two largest quakes to hit the lower 48 states took place in the Midwest New Madrid seismic zone. In 1811 and 1812, massive earthquakes changed the course of the Mississippi River and created a lake in Tennessee. The quakes made bells ring in Charleston, South Carolina, and Boston, Massachusetts. Scientists wondered, why are New Madrid quakes felt so much farther away than similar magnitude quakes in California? The answer is in the soil. Deep under California, earthquake waves run into hot, broken rock that weakens them and slows them down. The earth under the Midwest is more solid and cool, so a wave of the same size can travel farther. While a 5.0 earthquake in California might be felt in two counties, the same magnitude quake in the New Madrid zone could be felt across seven states. The still active New Madrid zone is home to 200 small quakes across an 11-state area each year. Fast Facts, Mount Rushmore, page 9. It has a picture of the famous Mount Rushmore with the different presidents. At 60 feet, each presidential head stretches as tall as Egypt's Great Sphinx. Each eye measures 11 feet across, or as big as a recreational kayak. At 18 feet wide, the mouths are bigger than a Range Rover. The noses are as tall as a two-story house. Carvers climbed more than 500 steps each day. Charles E. Rushmore, a New York City attorney, visited South Dakota in 1885. Impressed with a certain mountain in the Black Hills, he asked locals about its name. One of them said, "We will name it now and name it Rushmore Peak." Scouts can participate in Rushmore's flag-lowering ceremonies, www.boyslife.org/links/Rushmore. Continuing, Mount Rushmore, located near Keystone, South Dakota, celebrates its 70th birthday this year. Construction took 14 years. Sculptor Gutzon Borglen and 400 carvers completed their work on October 31, 1941. Only the finest facial details were sculpted. Dynamite was used for most of the shaping. The four Rushmore presidents represent 150 years of history. George Washington represents our nation's birth. Thomas Jefferson represents its expansion. Abraham Lincoln represents preservation. and Theodore Roosevelt represent development. This month's heads up, page 8. Trekking in the Amazon. Let's talk. Trekking the Amazon of Britain set off April 2, 2008 from the southern coast of Peru. This is Ed Stafford. His goal, to be the first person to walk the entire length of South America's Amazon River. Along the way, he met a Peruvian forestry worker, Gabriel Cho Sanchez Rivera. Together they walked for 2.5 years, finishing August 9, 2010, at the Atlantic Ocean in northern Brazil. 4 pairs of Crocs, 3 pairs of jungle boots, and 3 pairs of rain boots later, Stafford had done it. Boy's Life recently caught up with him to talk about his adventure. Boy's Life, why did you do it? Sanchez? Although it was an experience of endurance, I hope to raise awareness of the destruction of the Amazon rainforest. I plan to share the video I shot on my trip to keep people engaged in the Amazon, its people and the issues they face, issues which affect us all. I also raise money for 5 charities. Boy's Life, did you have any frightening experiences along the 4,200-mile walk? Mr. Sanchez, one of the most frightening episodes was being chased by Ashanakan natives carrying shotguns, bows and arrows, and machetes. Boy's Life, any other challenges along the way? Mr. Sanchez, I was stung by scorpions, bullet ants, wasps, and bees. I came in contact with vipers, anaconda snakes, caiman crocodiles, and electric sea eels. I endured food shortages, illness, and about 50,000 mosquito bites during the 160-day walk. Boy's Life, what were the highlights? Mr. Sanchez, I especially remember walking from Amatura to Tefe, walking straight through the jungle, no roads, paths, or any signs of civilization was incredible. Although we supplied in Jura, the majority of the 3 months was spent living off piranhas and palm heart. Boy's Life, what did this experience teach you? This is from Mr. Sanchez. I learned the vastness of the Amazon and was happy to see that the people of Brazil, especially the younger generation, are passionate and proud of their rainforest. And finally, Boy's Life, what advice would you share with others? That if you have a dream and you are passionate about fulfilling it, ignore the people who tell you it's impossible. And here it has a picture of young Sanchez doing some cooking and doing some canoeing to get from place to place. News and Notes, page 10. Up, up and away. In April 2010, Jean-Louis Etienne became the first person to fly solo across the Arctic Circle using a specially made hot air balloon. The French explorer's adventure began in Norway and ended in Russia's eastern Siberia, a distance of 1,945 miles, which took 121 hours and 30 minutes. Challenges included altitude sickness, overloaded solar panels, a fire, heavy fog, violent storms, and snow. He hopes his adventure will draw attention to the shrinking polar sea ice and its impact on people, sea life, and our world's climate. Green bombers. A newly discovered species of deep-sea worm releases little green blobs to evade predators. Officially called Swimma, scientists nicknamed the worm Green Bomber. Once the blobs are released, the bright green glow lasts nearly a minute, giving the worm time to swim away. Each worm carries 8 blobs near its head. After blobs are used, more begin regenerating immediately. 2 chemicals, stored separately in the blob and mixed together upon release to cause the green glow. Swimma are found 6,000 to 12,500 feet below ocean surfaces near Mexico, California, and Oregon. It has a picture of the balloon, hot air balloon, along with our Explorer. Clean cruising. Researchers in India have created a turbine engine that runs on compressed air. Designed to power a motorcycle, the turbine uses two small tanks to propel the two-wheeler 30 miles on a single fill-up. With a slightly larger turbine and bigger tanks, the system could also be used to propel a small two-seat automobile. By avoiding petroleum-based fuels, this new engine could reduce total tailpipe emissions by up to 60% in countries where motorbikes are widely used for transportation. Now, let's go to Steve and Jenny, and they tell us, ask us anything. All right, here's a question. I'm 8. My mom and dad say I have B.O. Is that okay at my age? What should I do? Steve, his answer. My expert source says body odor at this age isn't out of the ordinary. Even at 8, this can happen, explains dermatologist Charles E. Crutchfield, Illinois, Maryland. Bathe after physical activity with deodorant soap and use a deodorant daily. If the odor persists, visit a pediatrician or dermatologist who can offer prescription-strength solution. Jenny. Hey, Sneaker Steve. I hope you take this advice, too. Kidding. I share a room with my big brother, and it's a mess. We have too much stuff. I've given some away, but my brother just can't part with any of his. I feel embarrassed when my friends come over. What should I do? Jenny, I feel your pain. I shared a room with my little sister, and she was a total slob. S-L-O-B. After years of dealing with it, I came up with a creative solution. I moved our bureaus and desks into the middle of the room and positioned them back to back so they function as a divider. This way, although we technically shared a room, we each had our own space. And Steve, console yourself knowing your bro will move out eventually. In the meantime, gain perspective by watching Truly Horrific Clutter on A&E's TV show, Hoarders. And next, let's go to page 14, 15 for Boys Headliners, Boys Life Headliners. His name is Michael Cohen. He was born February 24th, 1998. His height is 5 feet 5 inches tall. His weight is 130 pounds. His hometown is Savannah, Georgia. His scout rank, First Class Scout Troop 7 in Savannah. He made headlines by winning the 2010 National School Age Weightlifting Championship. The scoop. Michael won the 13 under division by lifting 119 pounds in the snatch and 156 pounds in the clean and jerk. All in the family. The son of a 1980 Olympian and 2000 and 2004 U.S. Olympic team coach, Michael comes from a family of weightlifters, including his grandfather and mother. Michael practices 3 times each week. His other interests include karate and football. The future, his goal is to become an Olympic champion. His advice, get all the experience you can and watch others to learn how they do it. Keep up with your practice. Don't give up. You can do it. Of course, it has a picture here of Michael doing some lifting, and then a picture here with his scout uniform. Nick Scragastro. He was born January 31st, 1994, in Burnsville, Minnesota. His scout rank, Life Scout, Troop 471, Burnsville, Venturing Crew 437, Richfield, Minnesota. He made headlines by winning the Civilian Marksmanship Program and National Rifle Association State Championships. The scoop. In 3-position sporter, air rifle, Competitors shoot in three positions, standing, kneeling, and lying down. Four-position events also include a seated position. Nick captains his air rifle team, Ventures Connor Dupe, 15, and Sam Ewert, 13, and Elizabeth Ewert, 11, at the 200-state competition. They won team gold and all other gold medals. Nick won overall gold. Connor and Elizabeth won their age groups. The team won bronze at the 2010 three-position air rifle Junior Olympics National Championships. The future. Nick plans to attend the technical college for specialized welding or mechanics. His advice? Find what you like. Have fun doing it. Do your best and practice as much as you can. And on the web, this is boyslife.org/links/air rifle championships. Our next one, super skater, preteen is ice champ. His name is Emmanuel Savary. His age is 12. His hometown, Hollywood, Florida. Made headlines by winning the 2009 Men's Intermediate Junior National Figure Skating Championship and placing second in the 2010 United States Novice Men's Championship. The scoop. Emmanuel competes for the University of Delaware Figure Skating Club, where he takes 3 hours a day and works out in the gym 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, and he skates a short program based on Super Mario Brothers. Best moves. I love doing all the triple jumps. It feels great spinning in the air and landing a difficult jump. I also like doing fast spins because the audience gives those the most applause. The future. Emmanuel hopes for gold in the 2014 Winter Olympics. His advice. Always believe in yourself, even when you have bad days. Keep going, because that's when you're getting close to your dream. On the web, boyslife.org/links/Emmanuel Savary. Emmanuel Savary. Next, we have Zachary Petzold. He was born March 6, 1992. His hometown, Fair Oaks, California. His scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 217, Fair Oaks. He made headlines when he won the 2010 Metro PCS Community Scholars Program grand prize, a $25,000 college scholarship. The scoop. Zach topped more than 5,000 applicants nationwide through his exceptional community service and high academic standing. His other interests, pole vaulting, key club, National Honor Society, Spanish club, glass arts. Zach's 30 stained glass art piece, a ship titled The Flying Dutchman, took first place in Best of the Class of 2010 California State Fair. Volunteer rewards. You can see how your efforts affect your community and make it better, a better place for everyone. The future, Air Force ROTC and majoring in political science at St. Mary's College in California. He hopes to join the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Ryan Schaefer, born March 9, 1993. His hometown, Mountain View, California. His scout rank, Life Scout, Troop 33, Los Altos, California. He made headlines by placing third in congressional debate at the 2010 Tournament of Champions and the National Forensic League Championships. These events bring together the country's top-ranked high school debaters. Tyler Richter, born November 17, 1997. His hometown, Leesburg, Georgia. Scout rank, First Class Scout Troop 15, Albany, Georgia. He made headlines by volunteering for Operation Migration, a nonprofit organization that uses ultralight aircraft to return migrating whooping cranes to eastern North America. He has flown with the endangered cranes. Through Taylor's efforts, Georgia State Resolution 1016, recognizing November as Traditional Migration Month, was read and adopted. David Kotcher, born December 9, 1991. His hometown, Sterling Heights, Michigan. His scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 254 in Sterling Heights. He made headlines when he made the 2010 Macomb All-County Bowling Team. He recently bowled back-to-back perfect games during league play. In 2009, David's team, the Stevenson High School Titans, took the Division I Michigan High School Athletic Association State Team Championship. Congratulations, David. All right, let's complete this half hour with some thoughts from Think and Grin. And that's towards the end of the book. Pages 54 and 55. Vihan, what do you get when you cross the universe with a toad? Pedro, I don't know. Vihan, Star Wars. That's from Vihan Khanna in Livingston, New Jersey. Zach, what did one flame say to the other? Scott, tell me. We're a perfect match. That's from Zachary Schobert in Washington, Illinois. Charlie, why was 6 afraid of 7? Thomas, I don't know why. Charlie, because 7, 8, 9. That's from Charlie Wright in Fort Worth, Texas. Brian, what kind of shoes do mice wear? Myrna, tell me. Brian, squeakers. From Brian Morris in Waseca, Minnesota. A book never written, How to Fight Bulls by Matt Adore. From Rurian Skrookrud in Prairie Village, Kansas. Fantasy Football League. Joshua, why did the rabbit go to the barber shop? Al, I don't know. Joshua, he needed a haircut. From Joshua Allen in Angola, New York. A Book Never Written. What Does It Do? By Appendix. From Mark Thiel in Pinkerton, Ohio. Keith, what is a ghost's favorite type of pie? Barb, I don't know. Keith, blueberry. From Daniel Silver in Fair Lanes, New Jersey. Alex, what is a spy's favorite kind of shoes? Liam, gee, I don't know. Alex, sneakers. From Alexander Giannico in Norwalk, Connecticut. A Book Never Written. North American Birds by Ray Venn. Alexander Dickerson in Minster, Ohio. Joe, what is a banana's favorite gymnastics move? Barbara, beats me. Joe, the splits. That's from Turner Frank in Yankton, South Dakota. Lyle, do you know baseball is the first sport in the Bible? Dale, no, I didn't. Lyle, yep, in Genesis it says, in the big inning. Lyle Hokanson in Westerville, Nebraska. Definition, briefcase, an easily solved mystery from Cameron Gates in Destin, Florida. Well, we've run out of time for the day's reading. I'm John Ivey, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience and readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. We hope you've enjoyed today's reading. So long, until next time.